You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. A stellar March comes to an end with gains of 7.7%, and with it, the trading week has also come to an end. What you need to buy in FY20 are also some of the things I will be talking about on this edition of an evening walk down Dalal Street, the last of the week. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, what a comeback it was from the bulls as Nifty 50 rallied 7.7%, snapping three consecutive months of losing streak. The index rallied by 831 points in March to record its highest level since August 2018. What was the final tally on Dalal Street today? The BSE Sensex rallied 127 points to close at 38,672, while the Nifty 50 rose 53 points to end at 11,623 today on Friday. The Nifty 50 closed at 11,680 on the 31st of August 2018. Strong liquidity flows from foreign institutional investors, expectations of a stable government at the centre, rally in the banking stocks and recovery in broader markets contributed to the rise in Indian equities in this month, that is March. Foreign institutional investors were net buyers in Indian equity markets for over 32,000 crore rupees as of the 28th of March, while domestic institutional investors were net sellers to the tune of nearly 16,000 crore rupees in the same period, according to provisional data. The rollover data for April series suggests that bulls are here to stay and 12,000 levels, or at least record highs, are not far away. The Nifty recorded a lifetime high of 11,768 on the 28th of August 2018, and the index is just 145 points away, or 1.2%, from those levels. In FY19, Sensex and Nifty 50 post their biggest ever gains, and in absolute terms since FY10, the Nifty rallied by 1,510 points in FY19, the second highest ever in a fiscal, according to CNBC TV18 data. The S&P BSE Sensex gained 5,704 points in FY19, the second highest ever in a fiscal. The Nifty Bank posted its biggest ever gain in absolute terms in FY19, up 6,163 points. FY20 obviously looks promising to investors, but volatility caused by election outcome and fears of a global economic slowdown could act as a headwind for the Indian markets. Shailendra Kumar, Chief Investment Officer at Narnolia Financial Advisors, told Money Control, and I quote, "The near-term uncertainty will be elections and global slowdown, which one has to keep an eye on in FY20, but surely once we touch the second half of the year, the focus will shift to corporate earnings. In terms of stocks, opportunities are available in corporate-facing banks such as SBI, ICICI Bank. Cement stocks are also looking good, such as ACC. Defense stocks are also looking attractive, such as Bharat Electronics," unquote. More from that interview with Kshitij and Shailendra coming up at the end of the podcast, so do stick around. In terms of some stocks that made some noise today on Dalal Street, SBI Life Insurance Company shares fell 6% after BNP Paribas offloaded major shareholding in the company through the open market transaction. Wabco India surged nearly 5% in spite of the parent company Wabco Holdings entering into a definitive merger agreement with ZF Friedrichshafen AG. India Bulls Integrated Services gained 5% after the redemption of preference shares and the appointment of a new independent director. Federal Bank gained 3% after the private bank entered into a partnership with blockchain-supported global remittance company Ripple Inc. for cross-border remittance through its network. That's Federal Bank gaining 3%. And finally, shares of Adani Enterprises surged more than 6% after Adani Defense Systems and Technologies, a wholly owned subsidiary of the company, incorporated a new entity called Adani Rave Gears India. Our last trip across the world, let's take a look at what has been happening in global markets. European markets have been trading higher today on Friday as market participants are hopeful about a positive outcome from the US-China trade talks. Asian markets ended higher today as trade negotiations continued between the US and China. Shanghai Composite rose 3.2% at 3,090.76. Hong Kong's Hang Seng was up 0.94% at 29,051.36. Japan's Nikkei 225 added 0.82% to end at 21,205.81, and South Korea's Kospi rose 0.59% to close at 2,140.67. Well, Kshitij Anand spoke to Shailendra Kumar, the Chief Investment Officer at Narnolia Financial Advisors, from whose interview I quoted just a little bit earlier. More from that interview coming up just now.
Hello and welcome to this special podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Kshitij Anand and today I have with me Shailendra Kumar, Chief Investment Officer at Narnolia Financial Advisors. Well, welcome to the podcast, Shailendra.
Thanks for having me on the socialist.
Well, Shailendra, the 14% return for Nifty in FY19 was certainly better than calendar year 2018. So what are your expectations from FY20? Where are the opportunities and what are the challenges?
See, after remaining in a bear phase all through calendar year 2018, the rally over last 2 months has made the FY19 appear quite decent. Going forward in terms of, you know, for FY20, in terms of opportunities and challenges, in a fundamental sense, the key risk going forward is a slowdown in consumption space. Look at the volume for automobiles, FMCG and other white goods are showing a sharp decline in growth. So from, say, like base of 12-13% kind of a growth 2 quarters back, for most of the FMCG, the number this quarter would be about 5%, 6% kind of. Also, these consumption stocks are trading at a little higher valuation. So some kind of a derating is possible in the consumption basket in terms of stocks.
Okay.
On a positive side, the investment side of economy appears improving. Capacity utilization that used to be about 65-66 6 months back has moved to 74% now. Also, you know, we are looking at an uptick in the bank credit with the RBI data comes every fortnightly. So, in terms of good opportunity, it would be in corporate-facing banks, the cement, capital goods, and like other infra-related stocks.
Perfect. Yeah. And so, I'm sure, so record highs is certain for, you know, the FY20 for sure.
Right.
Okay. Now, before we go ahead, Shailendra, any stocks which you would like to recommend to investors for FY20?
Fine, yeah. So, see, like, before naming this talk, I think I would like to add one more thing to the answer to the last question. You know, the near-term uncertainty will be surely the election, which is going to happen in a month's time now. Global slowdown, there are some signs both in the financial market as well, some real economy number as well. So, that is something one has to keep an eye on. But surely, as we approach the second half of this calendar year, all I would be in the FY20 Indian corporate earning, and which I think would be a good positive trigger for the market. So that's a positive aspect for the year as a whole. Coming to stocks, you know, as I said, the opportunities are more in corporate-facing banks. Right now, they have moved very sharply over the last, say, 10, 15 days. So risk-reward has got a little skewed, but any correction in those banks, maybe SBI, maybe an ICICI bank, would be a good entry. Even right now, say 5-6% correction in those stocks would be a good point to buy for investors. You can look for some cement names like ACC. They have done a huge capex lately, and EBITDA per ton is going to increase for ACC. This is again a good stock to buy. Some, you know, defense capex like companies say BEL, Bharat Electronics Limited. The kind of, you know, the kind of news flow is coming around the defense spending in the next 3-4 years. So those stocks also will be a beneficiary.
Perfect. Thanks a lot for your time, Shailendra, in that case.
Thank you.
Pradesh, Maharashtra, West Bengal, Tamil Nadu. So we'll be taking a look at some of these battleground states and what lies ahead in these states in the elections. So that is something to look forward to over the course of today. And if you do have something to write to us, please do not hesitate. We would love to hear from you. So do write in at mcpodcast@nw18.com. You can also tweet us at moneycontrol.com. And you can also write emails to us and use our hashtag mcpodcast if you're trying to retweet any of these podcasts. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.